Overview of ectropion, understanding outward-turning eyelids. Embark on a journey to comprehend ectropion, a condition where the lower eyelid turns outward, leading to potential eye discomfort and irritation. This article serves as your guide, offering insights into the causes of ectropion, common symptoms, and available treatment options. Delve into risk factors, complications, preventive measures, and the importance of seeking timely medical attention for this eyelid-related concern. Overview of ectropion. Ectropion is a medical condition characterized by the outward turning or sagging of the lower eyelid, leading to exposure of the inner surface of the eyelid and the white part of the eye, sclera. This malposition of the eyelid can disrupt the normal distribution and drainage of tears, resulting in symptoms such as excessive tearing, eye irritation, and dryness. Symptoms. 1. Outward turning of eyelid. The primary symptom is the turning outward, eversion, of the lower eyelid, exposing the inner surface. 2. Irritation and redness. Exposed conjunctiva may become irritated, leading to redness and discomfort. 3. Excessive tearing. The improper alignment of the eyelid may disrupt the normal tear drainage, resulting in excessive tearing. 4. Dryness and sensitivity. The exposed cornea may experience dryness, increased sensitivity to light, and an increased risk of infection. Causes. 1. Aging. Ectropion is often associated with aging, as the skin loses elasticity and muscles weaken. 2. Facial paralysis. Conditions causing facial nerve paralysis, such as Bell's palsy, can contribute to the development of ectropion. 3. Scar tissue. Scarring from injuries, burns, or previous surgeries near the eyelid can lead to ectropion. 4. Eyelid lesions. Tumors or lesions on the eyelid can cause structural changes, leading to outward turning. What happens because of the condition? 1. Exposure of inner eye tissues. Ectropion exposes the conjunctiva, inner lining of the eyelid, and, in severe cases, the cornea to external elements. 2. Tear drainage disruption. Improper alignment may disrupt tear drainage, leading to excessive tearing or insufficient lubrication. Risk factors. 1. Age. Older individuals are more susceptible due to age-related changes in skin and muscle tone. 2. Facial nerve disorders. Conditions affecting facial nerve function, such as paralysis, increase the risk. 3. Previous trauma or surgeries. Scarring from injuries or surgeries near the eyelid can contribute to ectropion. Diagnosis. 1. Clinical examination. A healthcare provider will conduct a thorough examination of the eyes, eyelids, and surrounding structures. 2. Tear film assessment. Evaluation of tear production and drainage may be performed to assess the impact on eye lubrication. 3. Underlying conditions. Identifying and addressing any underlying conditions contributing to ectropion, such as facial nerve disorders or tumors. Treatment options. 1. Artificial tears, lubricating eye drops, can help manage dryness and discomfort associated with ectropion. 2. Eye ointments. Ointments may be prescribed to provide a longer-lasting protective barrier on the exposed eye tissues. 3. Taping or temporary measures. In some cases, taping the eyelid or using temporary measures may help alleviate symptoms until definitive treatment is pursued. 4. Surgical correction. Definitive treatment often involves surgical correction. Procedures may include tightening or repositioning the eyelid to restore proper alignment. 5. Skin grafting. In cases with significant skin loss, a skin graft may be utilized to restore the proper structure of the eyelid. 6. Botulinum toxin injections. In cases related to facial nerve disorders, botulinum toxin injections may be used to temporarily weaken specific muscles and improve eyelid position. Complications. 1. Corneal exposure. Ectropion exposes the cornea and conjunctiva, leading to an increased risk of corneal abrasions, infections, and dryness. 2. Chronic discomfort, persistent irritation, redness, and tearing can result in chronic discomfort and impact the individual's quality of life. 3. Decreased vision. Severe cases of ectropion may lead to decreased vision due to corneal damage and insufficient protection of the eye. Prevention. 1. Eye protection. Wearing eye protection, especially in situations with strong winds or debris, can help prevent trauma and reduce the risk of ectropion. 2. prompt treatment of facial nerve disorders, timely treatment of conditions affecting facial nerve function, such as Bell's palsy, may reduce the risk of ectropion. Medications. 1. Artificial tears, lubricating eye drops, can help manage dryness and discomfort associated with ectropion. 2. Topical antibiotics. In cases where there is a risk of infection due to corneal exposure, topical antibiotics may be prescribed. When to see a doctor. 3. Persistent eye irritation. If there is persistent redness, tearing, or discomfort, especially if accompanied by outward turning of the eyelid, a doctor's evaluation is necessary. 4. Changes in vision. Any changes in vision, particularly if associated with corneal exposure, warrant immediate medical attention. Demographics more susceptible. 1. Elderly individuals, age-related changes, including the loss of skin elasticity, make older individuals more susceptible to ectropion. 2. Facial nerve disorders, conditions affecting facial nerve function, such as Bell's palsy, increase the risk of ectropion. 3. Previous trauma or surgeries. Individuals with a history of facial trauma or surgeries near the eyelid may be at an increased risk. Follow-up care for adults and children. 1. Adults. Post-surgical follow-up. For those who undergo surgical correction, regular follow-up appointments are crucial to monitor healing and assess the effectiveness of the procedure. Ongoing symptom monitoring. Regular eye exams may be recommended to monitor for any recurrence of symptoms or complications. 2. Children. Pediatric ophthalmologist. Children with congenital ectropion or other eyelid abnormalities should receive ongoing care from a pediatric ophthalmologist. Developmental milestones. Monitoring developmental milestones related to eyelid function and structure in infants. Conclusion. Ectropion, while treatable, requires attention to prevent complications and maintain optimal eye health. Prompt medical evaluation is crucial for timely intervention, especially if symptoms persist or worsen. Following surgical correction, ongoing follow-up care ensures proper healing and addresses any potential issues that may arise. Understanding risk factors and taking preventive measures, such as eye protection, contributes to minimizing the likelihood of developing ectropion. Seeking care from an eye care professional ensures that appropriate measures are taken to manage and address ectropion effectively. World Eye Care Foundation's iCare.live brings you the latest information from various industry sources and experts in eye health and vision care. Please consult with your eye care provider for more general information and specific eye conditions. We do not provide any medical advice, suggestions, or recommendations for any health conditions.